He cocked an eye lazily under the brim of his hat, damned haughty. "I'm certain I haven't had the honour," says he. "Good day to you." "No, no, you remember me," says I. "Harry Flashman, you know." He pushed his hat right back and looked at me as if I was a toad. "Oh," says he at length, with a sneer, "the Afghan warrior. Well, what is it?" "I took the liberty of calling on your lordship," says I, "because I chanced to come across a mutual acquaintance." "I cannot conceive that we have any," drawls he, "unless you happen to be related to one of my grooms." I laughed merrily at this, although I felt like kicking his noble backside for him. But I needed him, you see, so I had to toad-eat him. "Not bad, not bad," says I, "but this happens to be a lady. I'm sure she'd be of interest to you." "Are you a pimp, by any chance? If so..." "No, my lord, I'm not," says I. "But I thought you might be diverted to hear of Mrs. James, Mrs. Elizabeth Rosanna James." He frowned and blew ash off his ridiculous beard, which covered half his shirt front. "What of her, and what the devil has she to do with you?" "Why, nothing, my lord," says I, "but she happens to be taking the stage at Her Majesty's next week, masquerading as a famous Spanish dancer, Donna Lola Montez, she calls herself, and pretends to be from Seville. An impudent imposture." He digested this while I watched his nasty mind working. "How do you know this?" says he. "I've seen her at rehearsal," says I, "and there's no doubt about it. She's Rosanna James." "And why should this be of interest to me?" I shrugged at this, and he asked what my purpose was in telling him. "Oh, I was sure you would wish to be at her first performance, to pay your respects to an old friend," says I. "And if so, I would solicit a place for myself in your party. I entertain the same affection for her that I'm sure your lordship does."